The Fair Work Commission has knocked back a union plan to include paid domestic violence leave under the minimum standards for all workers. The decision's disappointed domestic violence groups, which say victims are often forced to choose between work and escaping their abusers. But Australia's union movement is still claiming victory, arguing the industrial umpire has left the door open to paid leave in the future. From Melbourne, Danny Tran reports.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions has just lost the bid for paid domestic violence leave to be included in a worker's basic conditions. But according to its president, Jed Carney, it's actually a victory in disguise.
The recognition that there needs to be a workplace response is a real positive for us, and we're taking a lot of heart from that. But down the track, we can revisit the situation.
The unions originally called on the Fair Work Commission to give workers 10 days of paid leave if they're victims of family violence. The full bench of the commission dismissed the plan, saying it wasn't satisfied paid family violence leave was necessary. But it also argued workplaces couldn't stay silent on the issue. Jed Carney's convinced it's a positive step.
The commission has actually listened to our argument. They've agreed with us on many grounds. They've agreed that domestic violence means that women, predominantly women, are financially disadvantaged. They agree that it is a workplace issue, that workplaces actually have a role in tackling this.
At the moment, while some Australian workers have successfully bargained for unpaid domestic violence leave, it's still not enshrined in the minimum award. That's how the Australian industry group wants it to stay. Steve Smith is its head of National Workplace Relations Policy.
The union's case was not that employers are doing the wrong thing, but they argued that so many employers are dealing with this issue that all employers should deal with the issue in a standard way, which is not appropriate.
Why is that not appropriate?
Well, because of the different capacities of different businesses to be able to afford paid leave.
But frontline workers like Emily Maguire from the Domestic Violence Resource Centre Victoria think it should be a basic condition afforded to all workers. She says women trying to escape abusive relationships are often forced to quit their jobs when they run out of leave.
Women very quickly use up their personal leave and their sick leave. We know that on average it takes women seven attempts to leave a partner. How many doctor's visits and court's visits and legal service visits and support for your children is it that you need to be able to access in order to get some support?
And she argues the creation of a domestic violence leave clause would mean victims don't have to rely on the goodwill of their bosses.
We know that there are a whole lot of people who don't understand family violence, who don't think it's serious. This is really necessary to put in the National Employment Standards to make sure that there is mandated leave for victims to access regardless of whether they have a supportive employer or not, because we do know that some employers are not supportive of victims and that they will eventually lose out.
Emily Maguire from the Domestic Violence Resource Centre in Victoria, ending Danny Tran's report.